Make a motion, we adjourn the closed session, it was department head evaluations.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Welcome, and how are you? We'll have an invocation by Thomas Williams. And you need to pray for this one a lot.
Thank you. He was here in 1972 when I joined the police department the first time. I didn't pray for him a lot. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Mr. Mayor, I want to thank you for letting me come back. And personally, again, I want to thank you for being there when I needed you.
Appreciate it.
And some of the other members that were here. And have meant so much to me. Let's go ahead and pray. Lord, we thank you for another day that you give us, because any day that you give us here on this earth is another day that we can serve you. It's also another day that we come closer to you, closer to that day where we'll see you face to face. And Lord, I pray that you give counsel tonight the leadership abilities and the wisdom that they need to make tough decisions that are always being made for the town. Everything presented here tonight be presented in a way that everyone that is here will hear and understand what's going on, what the options are. And I know that the town's decision on certain things, I know that y'all just do a great job up here. You did a good job when I was here, and I know that the council here now does a great job too. The Lord put y'all here for a reason, and he put you here to help this town, this great town that I worked for 18 years. Lord, I just ask you again to give them all the abilities that they need to continue to make this place, the town of Kiri Beach, a place where people can come visit, a place where people can live, where they can walk the street without fear of being mugged, where they can walk the street and not see drunks walking around all the time, things that they shouldn't be here. But Lord, just give them the ability here, give the council the ability to take care of the issues that come before the town. Just be with them. They're your servants, Lord. They're also the town's servants. And again, just ask that you touch them with your mighty hand and give them the abilities that they need. I ask this in the name of my personal Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ, and all God's children said.
Amen.
I've got to go to have my wife's going to see.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Y'all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I'll wait for that.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I guess everybody knows why the flags at half mast and Holzhauser died, Governor Holzhauser.
Okay.
Approval of the consent agenda. Does anybody have anything to add? Or
make a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Adoption of the agenda. I don't think Scott Von Cannon is going to be with us tonight, so we may have to save him last if he comes in. So that's the only thing I have.
I was going to ask him, I don't know if our Duke Energy rep,
he's here.
We can move, I saw he's here. I was asking, can we move him up above the department head business? Is that allowed on the agenda, Nancy?
Yes. You can do it.
I mean, I know you'd appreciate sending through all the department head business, but...
Whatever we want, we can do, okay?
Really? Yeah. Whatever we want? Wow. That's pretty awesome. I don't know that I agree, but... Make a motion we move old business number one up to above the discussion consideration of department head business.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. It is moved. All right.
Make a motion we adopt the agenda as modified.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Marketing Committee budget presentation. Mr. Brett.
Thank you. I think you should have in your packet the Marketing Committee budget. Of course, we are given the money by the county, or we're told what we can spend, and we simply put it in different categories and use it to try to market Mercury Beach. There are basically three major sections. The advertising media services section, which is where almost 80% of our budget goes, that's at $111,272. Online management, which is a growing portion of our budget. We're spending more and more money online, which is where people are beginning to search when they're making vacation plans. That's at 24.6, and then fulfillment is where we respond to inquiries, people wanting more information, and that's our mainly our postage and handling and that kind of stuff. We do have a little bit in our image and videos, but what we elected to do, since our budget was actually cut a little bit from what we had originally thought, we took some of our rollover money from last year and went ahead and spent it this year for the video and the photography. So our total budget is $137,091, and that's how we're spending it. Next Tuesday, the 25th, we're having our meeting here in this room at 11:30. I encourage all council members, if you are able to come, we're going to have our agencies sort of give us an overview of the year and how our numbers looked and all that. So
one thing, the Curious Triathlon didn't make it this year for some conflicts with the previous company, I guess, and some other issues. But as you spread out your advertising, if we find someone that's interested in doing that next year, will you have, it would be in the third quarter next year of y'all's financial plan, right?
Right.
How soon do you need to know that so that you could put it in your plan? Well, in other words, how do you spend the money through the year, and how can you move things, right?
Right. We don't, we're very flexible, I think,
right?
With our money, and we really don't budget a lot for a specific event. What right. we do is when we know an event, when one comes, we can blitz it really fairly cheaply from our social media standpoint. From an advertising standpoint, the print, we really can't do a whole lot.
Right.
But we just need to know that it's coming, and Nancy does an excellent job of keeping us informed of those kind of things, and then we put a blitz out.
So, I mean, we won't know until late fall, winter time, right? So I think... And council may not be interested in this. I just want to understand what the marketing committee can do. Because I know they didn't reach out to you. The Step Up for Soldiers and the Ocean Rescue didn't this year. And then when a conflicting event was scheduled over them, they just kind of pulled out because they didn't want to lose money. I think I'd like us to, after we get through the season, see if we want to try to do that again and then actually work with the marketing committee on how to best promote that, right? Because I think that was their issue, right? I think that was part of their issue, right?
We had a guy supposed to be here tonight. I guess he's conflicted with the Wilmington thing, but Scott Van Cannon's with Journal Communications, and he has told us that Wilmington is going to do a standalone ad. Now, this is a publication that reaches 600,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Without input of the
Beach
communities at all, and I was hoping that he'd be here, and I think a six page ad is $5,600, and we were going to try to get all three beach communities to have an ad aside Wilmington's, which I wasn't real happy to find out that Wilmington was going to exclude the beach communities in the TDA.
Where is that going to be run? What publication?
I've got it in the office, but I was expecting him to be here, but I'd like to show it to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm glad
to take a look. Good budget. Thanks. I just wanted to know what time frame you need. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Any other questions? There doesn't need to be a motion or anything.
Nope.
No.
Right. Thank you.
Arlen?
Duke in. No, Duke. We move it.
Is there any other committee?
Yeah. In your packets, I would just like to show the new sign that we have.
Oh, you see, you know where you're
putting it? Yeah, yeah.
Looks great.
I see it. Yeah. It does look good.
So that's the first step along Atlantic Avenue. That's completed, and then the rest of the town has to be updated with all the new signs and stuff. But I just wanted you to, you know, see what we did.
Thank you, sir.
Public Works workers did an outstanding job.
Good. Okay. John.
Good evening.
Hello, hello.
Members of the Board of Commissioners. I'm John Elliott. I'm the Director of Duke Energy East. And at your last call board meeting, I presented for your review and vote the first reading of the Curry Beach Franchise Agreement with Duke Energy Progress. I believe I'm correct that motion was passed unanimously. Part of state statute requires for a franchise agreement to be enacted with a municipality. It does require two readings at two separate board meetings and requires two different votes. So with that as the baseline, Mr. Mayor, I would like to resubmit the Duke Energy Progress franchise agreement to Town of Curry Beach back for second reading and consideration, and certainly available to answer any questions you may have from the first meeting tonight.
And the town attorney is fine with it?
Yeah.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for John?
Make a motion we pass for the second time the grant of franchise to Duke Energy Progress.
Do I have a second?
Presented.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mayor, members of council, thank you very much.
And you need the town clerk to do something for you, right?
Yes, you should.
Okay, you got enough.
Arlen?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I have a couple things to go through relating to the Oceanfront Park. Last month we had talked about some invoices from engineering services that we had received. If everyone has the memo that I included, you'll see that we did get a working with Brian Cox at Engineering Service, fairly significant reduction.
Nice job, sir.
For a couple different things. Some of it was hourly relate that, hourly rate, I'm sorry, that for the contract, and then also just some general time reductions also. So with that in mind, the bills actually reduced, or bills were reduced about 44%. And what I'm recommending at this point is that we go ahead and pay those three.
Any separate?
And I'll kind of walk through what we have to do to actually pay these.
Okay, good. Yeah. Okay.
Because it's simple but confusing.
Yeah, I'll try to figure it out.
I'll just quickly step through that. The first thing we need to do is we actually need to transfer some money from the general fund contingency. And to do that, we'll need a resolution, which I think we also have a copy of that. That would be taking a total of $58,500, and that amount is made up of $30,000 of invoices from engineering services, and then also, I think, all along we talked about was a bit of a shortage in project revenue, which now that we're pretty much at the end of the project, it's about $28,500. So those two combined are $58,500. So the resolution moves it from contingency to the general fund transfers out. Then we have a number of budget amendments. Unfortunately, I don't actually go into order, so I'll start with budget amendment 13-09. And that's really just the entry to take it from contingency to the transfers out.
You want to do them one at a time?
What's that?
You want to do them one at a time or cover all this and have us do all of them? Nancy, does it matter which way we do it? Okay, we'll let you cover them.
Okay. 13-10 is actually increasing the capital project budget for the park by $30,000. Because once we got those additional engineering services invoices, if we went ahead and paid those, we would exceed the budget. This actually accomplishes that. It also recognizes a transfer in of $58,000 from the general fund. And then I just did a couple of other things here that just to adjust the revenue accounts for the project. It's actually not increasing anything. It's just actually reducing the amount of loans because we never took the amount that we originally budgeted for. And we actually ended up using more of the part of grant. So it's really just accomplishing that. So the actual budget amendment is just an increase of $30,000 to the capital project budget. Any questions on that part of it?
Yeah.
And then the other amendment, 13-08, is actually to increase the legal budget for the general fund. And it's an increase of $55,000, and it's to cover a couple things. One is the continued invoices that we received from Crouch for the Oceanfront Park. And then also the third engineering services invoice, the one relating to the contract issues with Integrity, that will actually be charged to the general fund legal budget. So with those things in mind, that should, we need the increase of grand total of about $55,000. That'll bring the total budget for legal up to $95,000. For, let me say, outside legal type expenses.
Okay.
Does that pay everybody in full up to?
To June 30th, right?
Through June, and it's and estimating what we're going to get for okay. June, which we won't see until mid-July.
So if we paid engineering services $36,791, they're paid in full?
Yes, they are.
And they know no more bills from them, right? When you talk,
there's been no discussion of any of that.
Well, I mean, there might be. I mean, they're going to charge us when they get some. When they get called in. When they get deposed,
they'll charge us.
Okay.
They're going to be scrambling for sales.
In regard to the Oceanfront Park, I mean, these were the final.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay.
But so when you send them the payment, are you going to say this is closing the project? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, right. That's why.
So except for legal, are we going to close the project with these, we think?
You already talked about it.
And we have one more thing that's outstanding, which is the last payment application from Landmark. We haven't actually received the approved one yet from Brian.
Okay.
So what I hope will happen is that before June 30th, we'll get that, we'll pay that, we'll pay these three engineering services invoices, and the project will be closed.
That's what we're. That's what Steve's asking. I think that's what. Right.
That's,
we want to go into the new budget year.
Right.
Good.
Without a budget amendment to the.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly. Right.
So that is the goal. I mean, but the one thing, if council approves payment of these three invoices, it's just the Landmark, the last invoice, and I think they're just waiting on a couple last things.
And you'll need a budget amendment for that one at the end.
No,
you're
no,
good.
We're good.
So you think
this will do everything. This okay. Should take care of everything.
Okay, that was Steve's question. Right?
Yeah, that was. Yeah. But I mean, Landmark's going to submit something to Brian, and Brian's going to look at it, and he's going to send you another bill, probably. Is that correct?
I don't think so.
That was in his fees.
Okay, good, good. So when you stroke your check tomorrow morning, he's done.
Well, maybe not be tomorrow morning,
you know what I'm saying.
But yeah, it's as far as I know from this. You know, there was no indication from him that there were any other bills received for this project.
Okay,
good. Good. So do we want to just take them in order, right?
Yeah.
So I make a motion.
Right. Oh, do you have a question?
If I get a question on it, is this money overage to what we plan to spend on the Oceanfront Park, or was it within the total budget, or just moving stuff around in the total budget?
We need to increase the budget by $30,000.
So despite all these numbers here, you're really just talking about a $30,000 total.
Increase in budget, which was back in March 2011.
Right.
It looks worse on there than it is.
Well, that's why I asked the question. I understand we're running a project and push stuff around. I don't even understand that.
It's okay. That's a great question.
Okay. David.
No, we're good?
Yes.
Good. Make a motion that we adopt Resolution 1309
as in your booklet.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And actually, that approved the invoice received from engineering services. You guys want to do that one too?
Okay, so I'll do that one next. And thank you for coming back. Make a motion we approve the invoices, which are also in your book, received from engineering services totaling $36,791.92.
Second.
I have a motion, a second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Keeping us straight. Now, the longer one, which I think. Make a motion that we approve budget amendment 13-08 as written in your book from Austin.
Second.
I have a motion, 2 seconds. All in favor, signal by saying aye. Thank you.
And then the last one, make a motion that we approve budget amendment 13-10 as given in our book. I did not.
Now we're going to get the resolution. Now this is an amendment. Oh.
Okay. 1309 again.
Yeah, see, it's kind of confusing because there's a resolution 1309.
Right. But now, budget amendment 13, I got you. Budget amendment 13 and 9. Thank you for keeping me straight. You guys are
looking at C, D, and E. Yeah.
Budget amendment 1309. Make a motion that we approve budget amendment 1309.
Come on, thank you. Second. I have a motion and a second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
And lastly, make a motion that we approve budget amendment 1310 as written in our book. And present.
Second.
I have a motion in 2 seconds. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
And good job, Arlen, keeping us straight. $30,000 for all the silliness that went on, pretty good.
Yes.
Hopefully, it'll get stopped sometime.
All right. Do we have a report from the building department? No? Fire department?
Nope.
The police department? Let me read this letter that I received.
Nice.
No. Yes.
Yes?
Yes, a letter received.
Yes, a letter.
Yes, a letter. We're good. Keep going.
This is a good thing.
Yes. Right. Chief Cooper, my wife and I would like to extend our thanks and sincere appreciation to you and your staff for the dedication and effort that was put forth in solving the breaking and entering and larceny incident, which was discovered at our house on Wednesday, June 5th, from our first contact with you and investigator Andy Everhart, which was by telephone. We felt confident that the matter was in very competent hands and that the incident would be successfully resolved. Not only was the matter resolved, but it was quickly resolved. After 24 hours from the time it was reported, in a very well-planned, coordinated, and decisive investigation effort, not only was the matter quickly resolved, but you and your staff kept us abreast of the progress of the investigation and made us feel safe and secure during the time which we should feel violated. Being a retired police officer, now he's a retired police officer, I think, from Winston-Salem, having been involved in many police operations and investigations, I can honestly say that you and your staff are among the most committed, capable, and professional officers in the business. Again, many thanks to you, Andy, Ryan, and Jamie, and the many others of your staff who were involved that we did not meet. And it's signed Paul and Lucy O'Neill. And they have retired to Curie Beach. So, thank you.
Thanks for
joining. Good
job. Sorry, not here.
Good Public job. Works. Nope.
Nope, nothing, sir.
All right. Adoption of the FY 2013-14 budget message. Arlen, you have anything to say?
Not really. If you have any questions,
anybody have any questions in the audience? All right.
I make a motion that we adopt the budget as presented for fiscal year 2013-14.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Great job.
Discussion and consideration of new business, appointment of MPO Citizens Advisory Committee. Now, this committee, this is usually a citizen of the beach. The committee is in recess until August. but they would like a committee member appointed by us or approved by us to sit down with them, and they plan the long-range planning for the MPO for Wilmington and how it affects Wilmington and the vicinity. So, Nancy, you have put this on our website. And have we got anybody that has responded so far? Okay. Well, any of you guys, anybody in the audience who wants to get involved in town's business, this would be a great opportunity. A resolution in support, naming
what is
MPO? Huh?
What is the
Metropolitan Planning Organization? It's the streets and the bicycle paths and kayak paths or ponds and all that stuff all over the city. And it takes in Brunswick County and a lot of the towns up north of us, too. So it's a pretty big outfit.
Well, it just changed. It doesn't take Brunswick County anymore.
It takes part of Brunswick County. Yeah. It doesn't take the big.
But, I mean, it is. So I served on it my first time through. And the good thing for us is we only have two real roads, right? We get fairly minor funding, but what it does do is allow you to see what's happening for Wilmington and Brunswick County and the big priorities, right? So it is important for us to have a rep there. I think our rep and the mayor working together is what got the bike pass on Dow Road, which I think is a good safety add down there. A lot of us not talking about Curie Beach issues, but it definitely keeps you aware of what's going on in the greater community. So it's a good thing to serve on.
A lot of the issues are important to Wilmington.
Right.
The last MPO meeting, the representative from Wilmington wanted to pass a resolution supporting a bridge, a pedestrian bridge, over College Road for the college. And our representative, the state representative, Michael Lee, and Woody White said they had talked to the college, and the college had no idea and had no plans for supporting such a situation like this. So it is on the back burner now. We're trying to get to the bottom of it, but that was, I think, $600,000 to do a study for building. So anyway, it's a lot of important stuff and a lot of money spent, and we need to get somebody on there that'll speak up.
Right.
I'm vice chair of the MPO, but this is a citizens' park, so this is entirely, it's not entirely different, but it's different from the MPO.
But it is important.
But it is part of it. Yeah, okay. Very important that we're representative. So if anybody who has any inclination to get into politics, they can start with this, okay?
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah. All right. Now, resolution to support naming North Carolina coastal counties in occupancy tax legislation that would be permitted to use up to 50% of room occupancy tax proceeds for beach renourishment. You want to address this, Ms. Granger?
I thought David asked to.
Oh, yeah, so I'm sorry. So our resolution as it stands is good. Emily brought up something which I think is important for us, either in the resolution or in the note that accompanies it, to comment on. So if you look in your back section, and it's actually the last page of your book, if your book's made like mine, hopefully they're all made the same. Section 2.I, use and distribution of the tax revenue. One of the issues in beach nourishment, the last basically statement, Carter County must use the remaining 50% only for beach renourishment on both banks. The county may not accumulate a balance of tax proceeds for beach renourishment in excess of $30 million. So I support us adding other counties, but I want to make sure our representative knows that when they add the other counties, don't put in that $30 million limit, because we're already above that. Ted should know that, right? But I think we should comment on it in either our resolution directly or the letter accompanying our resolution, because our resolution just says add the other counties by name, which I think we do want, but I don't think we want ours to have the same thing.
Would you like to make a motion to
Well, let's talk about it first. Yeah. Right?
When this came up at the Water Ports and Beach Commission last week, they pointed out that there were a couple of other things in there, too. One had to do with the percentage they were limiting them to, which we all already have, and that Ted has not presented anything as to how our part would be worded, or he just planned to put New Hanover County and Beaches in there. And as a result, the people there from New Hanover County, Carolina Beach, and Wrightsville Beach were very opposed to supporting the bill. They felt like it was exclusive to Carteret, and we didn't really, it did not apply to New Hanover, and if there were going to be, was going to be other wording in here for New Hanover, we needed to see that before supporting the bill.
So, what are their thoughts? Are they not going to support the bill? Because I think that's short-sighted. I mean, from my standpoint, anybody opening this up, which is what Carteret's doing, helps us long-term. So even if we support it as written, it doesn't apply to us, but then when we go back, Carteret's going to support it. Charlotte, this is the second one that's opened up, right? So we talked about it at the combined meeting of all the commissioners with Wrightsville Beach, where Charlotte has already opened up the TDA box. Now Carteret's opened up. Even if it, we don't change it so it applies to us, I think we should be supporting it so that they open it up.
Well, if we include our name on there, what it does is limit us to, the main thing was limit us to $30 million on what we could have for beach renourishment, and we're already far above that.
Not too far.
And
well, I think then the resolution, maybe we take it not to put our name on, but we support the bill.
What I was going to say a while ago, would you like to say that and then, you know, leave out the $30 million, and then we'll call Ted or Nancy and I will call you tomorrow and see what the story is?
I don't know what the right thing to do is, right? I think Ted's already voted now, right? He asked for the resolution, then it was so short-term. Haven't they already voted on this?
Yeah. Did you check it today? Because yesterday it was before the Finance Committee.
Well, we already told Representative Davis that we were
to support
it.
That's right.
And if you read his email that's in your packet.
Which is?
The bill was introduced specifically for Carteret County.
That's right.
And his recommendation was to add to that to give the other coastal communities the chance to use up to 50% of their reluctance to pass.
It's right in the front part of, it's under new business, is the very right behind the resolution.
So this would really be tagged on to the bill for Carteret County. It wasn't my understanding that there was any limitation on the $30 million in talking to Judy's
No, it says the bill would prohibit the county from accumulating more than 30 million in tax proceeds for beach renewal.
It says Carteret County from accumulating.
In order for it to proceed, be necessary to amend the guidelines for architect subcommittee voted to amend the guidelines referenced by name of coastal counties that will be permitted to use up to 50%. Attached a copy of the proposed revision. New Hanover County is eligible to be included in the amended guidelines. Right? So the proposed revision, which is the next page, doesn't have the $30 million exclusion, right? And so I think his revision's right on, right? It's just like where I thought before. It doesn't have the cap in it that Carteret County does. And so I think
saying the cap for Carteret is because they're only collecting 5% and they want to increase it to 6%.
Right.
Which apparently ours is already at 6%.
That's right.
So it's not
really
benefiting.
Right now, we can't use 50% of that
6%.
That's right.
We have a 3% and a 3% split, and 60% of the first 3%
is
for beach nourishment.
That's right.
The rest goes to marketing and TDA.
That's right.
And some of it, the second, third comes back to us. One of our, Arlen and my concerns in discussing this was that if we do this, do we have to use 50% for beach nourishment, and that might may impact us with the town activities that we're using.
That's right. Could it impact the lifeguards? That's right.
But in speaking with Representative Davis, admin, the understanding is it only gives us the opportunity. It doesn't mean that we have to
right.
change it to 50% because that would.
And that's with other parts of the budget. Exactly right.
Right.
Well, for some additional information, it passed the third reading on the House on June 3rd and was sent over to the Senate, where it passed the first reading on June 4th and was referred to their Finance Committee. So Davis has already voted on it.
Yeah, that's
so
what
that's
I thought.
That's why we came to you during
yeah.
that time.
Yeah, and I still think we did the right thing, by the way. I think the communication we'd have to him is, look, you know, that limitation, so I don't know what the one, if it when they added it in, his proposed doesn't have us added in with the limitation of $30 million. And he recognized that.
He knows.
Bill has not been revised to include New Hanover.
Oh, right, at all. Right.
Right.
So will that happen when the House and Senate come together? Or they may not be able to revise it. And then the good thing is they still are open the box, right? So for me, just like we talked about with all the other towns, I'm kind of surprised Carolina Beach and Riceville Beach. I would be interested to hear what their issue was because we need it open. And you know, if they open it for Carteret, when we come back in a year or two with another bill, it's like, hey, Charlotte, Carteret, how about New Hanover County, right? So I think it helps us, even if they pass it with just Carteret in there right now. Because we need it to change soon, I think.
Well, maybe it would be good just if our mayor talked to Ted and let him know our concerns and see if maybe he's already heard from somebody and is going to change it already.
So, Nancy, his office still say they wanted the resolution? I mean, can you tell from them?
But you've already sent it.
Yes, to revise the guidelines. Because Representative Davis is on the Finance Committee, and what he was asking us is if we agreed with providing the guidelines to allow us to use up to 50%. As of right now, the guidelines say at least two-thirds have to be used to promote travel
yeah.
and tourism.
Yeah. So, okay, so having said that, I make a motion that we amend Resolution 13-8 as it stated. In the last paragraph, now therefore being resolved that the Pure Beach Town Council supports amending guidelines for occupancy tax legislation to specifically reference by name the coastal counties that would be permitted to use up to 50% of their occupancy tax proceeds for beach renourishment with no upper limit for New Hanover County. Or we could make it like $50 million.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we could make it $50 million, yeah, with no cap. He may have to change it, but at least he understands our intent. Is with no upper cap.
With no upper cap?
No upper cap for New Hanover County.
For New Hanover County. Now, should I leave that other than Carteret County in there? Because you just kind of skipped that when you were reading it.
Yeah, leave that in because it's already in the bill. Yeah.
Okay, so.
By name the coastal counties.
With no upper cap for New Hanover County.
That's right.
Do I have a second?
It sounds to me if you use the phraseology, up to 50% of the tax that you're collecting with no upper cap, you install an upper cap because that tax you've collected is a number, and if you're going to use 50% of that number, that is the cap for that year.
Yes, but it's not a hard cap. So what's happening to them? So the issue is we built a fund in New Hanover County because we were smarter than some of the other counties. And it wasn't us, actually. It was people before us, right, 20 years ago. And it's built up over $30 million. And so we were trying to build it to be self-sustaining so that it would just, the interest would pay for it. But one, we're not getting any interest on that money, which is a problem, hardly. I mean, we're getting some, but not enough to pay every 3 years for the expense of Riceville, Carolina, and Curie Beach, right? So it would need to generate over 3 years, $15 or $16 million of interest
Yeah, well, that's probably not going to do that, right?
It was built with the idea that the federal funds would still be available, and we right. don't know anything about federal funds anymore. Yeah. It's a day-to-day.
And so we're trying to augment that fund now, because when it was put in, the TDA, the Tourism Association, it's a tax on tourism, right, because it's paid by room occupancy tax. So the hotels and restaurants lobbied and said, well, wait a minute, if you're going to do that, help us out, use some of it for marketing. And as it weaved its way through, more of it spent on marketing and tourism than on beach renourishment. Well, I think now the motels realize we need the beach, so they're open to letting it get more towards sand, and we're just trying to say, yes, move it more towards sand, right? And so that's what this resolution is trying to do. I think a lot of people are in favor of it, so it's not like it's a big fight. Even the inner city people are, but I think you got to keep pushing it, right?
And Ted, like I said, I don't think he would do anything that would...
Well, I think we should be clear. We don't want you to limit it, and I think that's a smart thing to do.
Right.
Because we're already over the limit.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Read it back to me.
I will read the last.
All right,
just the last. That's all I changed. Yeah. Right.
Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Curie Beach Town Council supports amending the guidelines of occupancy tax legislation to specifically reference by name the coastal counties other than Carteret County that we would be permitted to use up to 50% of their occupancy tax proceeds for beach nourishment with no upper cap for New Hanover County.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Very good.
Okay. Do you have any other business come before this council?
And Dean, when you call and you could explain how we got there, because I think it's good for Ted to understand the conversation.
All right.
Or his office.
I'll give him a call in the morning.
Make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned.
For all the Trevilles, glad we got to be here.